You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and I've got Miss C and Tanae in the studio with me.
Oh. Hello.
Yeah, that's an introduction.
See, you know what? Because she always had to go first.
Oh, she...
So I started to let it happen today.
Oh, you always have to say hello first. I did say Miss C first, though.
See, and you don't call her name first. She's still, right. Hello.
Can you guys believe that they are calling for snow here tomorrow?
I thought it said Sunday.
No, it's supposed to be Saturday. And, yeah. And I think it's supposed to be...
It's Saturday and Sunday, too.
Oh, it's Saturday into Sunday.
Because it's going to be like Sunday... I saw Sunday, but it like started Saturday night.
That is
crazy. And then
crazy.
I saw it was supposed to be raining on Monday.
Well, so it had started raining. Yeah, just a little bit. It didn't rain a lot, but it did rain a little bit today. So that's crazy. And, you know, Saturday, time springs forward.
Yeah,
so,
see,
ladies
I'm
and gentlemen, set your clock 1 hour early on Saturday night. So Sunday morning, you know, you won't be late for chach. Don't need to be late for chach.
We're going
to
be late.
No, I'm not going
ain't
to be
blame it on that. I didn't know, pastor. You know, they'll say pastor, pastor. I ain't know.
And speaking of church, do you guys remember last week that I told you about the church that was beating the demons out of people?
Yeah,
throwing them through walls.
Yes. Well, two assistant prosecutors who were members of the church were fired because authorities found out they were meddling with the investigation.
Oh.
What they were doing was they were providing legal advice to the people that were charged in the church. Oh. They held strategy sessions, held mock trials for four of the people charged with harassing a former member. So they were basically like coaching the people how to beat the charges because they were prosecutors. Well, the SBI, the State Bureau of Investigation, found out about it and they got fired. Oh, one of the good assistant prosecutors was the son-in-law to the lady who started the church.
Whoa.
So they probably were watching them real close. Yeah. I bet you they were definitely watching them. Well, in trumped up news, that's what I'm going to start calling the segment, trumped up news. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, took to Twitter Saturday and accused former President Barack Obama of wiretapping his phones at Trump Towers.
You know what? It's safe to say that Trump has been hanging out with Meek Mills. All these Twitter fingers, he needs to stop.
What does Meek Mills have to do? Like, what does that have to do? Because
you know,
with
Meek
Trump?
Mills was always on
Twitter, always on social media, talking about Drake.
And
but I get that because that he's not president. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get them doing it.
No, Twitter fingers is Twitter fingers. No matter who fingers and wrist is connected to, it's still Twitter fingers.
There, of course, is no proof that actually happened. As a matter of fact, people in the intelligence community, a former senior level intelligence officer named James Clapper released a statement that said there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time as a candidate or against his campaign. He added that he would absolutely have been informed if the FBI had received a FISA warrant against Trump and his campaign. Now, FISA is a U.S. federal court established and authorized under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act in 1978 to oversee requests for surveillance warrants. So the president just can't order a wiretap.
Right.
He would have to have gone to this FISA court and... the judges in this FISA court would have had to have okayed the warrant.
But see, the way that Trump is thinking is that Obama has a cousin named Mookie. And you know Mookie who hooks up the cable? He's thinking that Mookie done hooked up his phones, too. We don't all have cousin Mookies now. Trump needs to stop with his mess.
So you're saying that Trump is thinking that Obama got, you know, like his little his third cousin to come and wiretap.
You know, the one on your mama's
named
side.
Mookie.
Yeah, the one.
What's Mookie? Why not Mookie? Why Mookie?
Because he was a monkey.
Okay. All right. The FBI director James Comey came out and said this is a lie.
Okay.
He was FBI director at the time. They would have been the ones to carry out the warrant. Mm-hmm. If it would have been true, they would have gone in and wiretapped the phone. He came out and said didn't happen. And he called on the DOJ to release a statement. Now, who's the head of DOJ? Jeff Sessions. So, do you think Jeff Sessions is going to come out and refute this?
No.
Precisely. See, this is the reason why Jeff Sessions should not be head of the DOJ. This is exact. He can't be partial.
Right.
Impartial. He cannot be impartial. Yeah. So, if people are saying, all you got to do is look at the documents. Somebody would have had to have filed papers.
Yeah.
It would have been easy for Jeff Sessions to come out and say there is no such paper. Well, but they're not going to do that.
Well, isn't this a federal crime, what he's accusing?
If it was found out that Obama did it, he could go to jail.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But
why haven't Trump
been
in jail?
But if Trump is lying, which we know Trump is lying, couldn't Obama charge him with something?
People are asking that. People are asking, couldn't Obama sue Trump over these allegations? And I don't know if he could. I mean, I'm not a lawyer,
now
so
you can
I don't
somebody
know.
For telling a lie.
Yeah,
on you
but
if
I
you can prove it's a lie, that's called slander.
Yeah, but I don't know about presidents. I mean, you know what
they're
I'm saying?
People.
Like, I know they're people, but their office, their power. I mean, it's not like us. I mean, let's face it. It's not.
Well,
you know.
Then that's why Trump does the things that he do, because he feel like he's
untouchable. Well, but is it illegal? I mean,
yes.
It's morally wrong, I think, for him to just blatantly lie. Congress is calling on him. Where's your proof? Where's your proof? But here's my question. Is there anyone who's listening to me right now who feels like I do that if this was Barack, if all of this was happening under Barack Obama, and if Hillary would have won and all of this was happening under Hillary, wouldn't they be calling for impeachment?
Yeah.
Would not the Republicans be in an uproar, but yet they are, it's like they're protecting Trump. They mm-hmm. won't say nothing against him.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Some of them won't.
It's not like they're protecting him to me. It's like they are afraid of him.
I don't know.
I would be too. Someone who comes out with that type of hair in the daytime.
And orange.
And that orange collar.
Y'all keep on now.
I would be. I'm not. I mean, he's bold. He's over here grabbing hoo-haws.
That's
true. In public.
That is true.
Like, I mean... Can you really think anything less of him?
That is true. I would be afraid of a walking Cheeto, too, with hair.
Oh, my.
If that right. came, if I saw a walking Cheeto with hair come my way, I would
right.
be afraid.
You know he listens to everything.
He can let go. I hope he is listening.
Trump.
I hope he is.
This is Tanae here. Hello? I won't let you, I can help you with that hair. And it's going to cost you some coins, but you got it.
Well, he's got plenty of that. So
but I can help you with that. And I can help, what's her name, Melanie?
Melania.
I can help Melania with that squinting, too. We get her some prescription glass, some contacts. We all good.
That's her sexy look. That's what? Her porn. That's her porn. That's her sexy.
You know what could have happened? Something could have gotten her eyes.
Yeah, him.
It just
he got it.
We just stayed that way.
I mean, this is just incredible. I mean, this whole story. He makes up stuff. He just says whatever he wants to say to try to deflect off of what's truly happening. Rachel Maddow and I didn't actually bring the thing, but she said she has that dossier. You know, that dossier that came out on him, and it's the one that the spy said that Russia has something on him.
Right.
That's why Trump won't.
Right.
She has a copy of it. And she said, I'm telling y'all right now, she said they coming for him. Now, she didn't really say, but it said in the dossier that the Trump people were working with Russia when they were hacking the DNC. Which, who didn't know that? I mean, I thought everybody should know that that's what happened.
Mm.
So I don't know. Ben Carson, who is our new Secretary of Education. He's the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, which I'm still trying to figure out why. Still trying to figure out why. What does a surgeon know about housing? He is under fire for making statements that slaves came here to the United States as immigrants. This is what he said. That's what America is about, a land of dreams and opportunity. There were other immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships, worked even longer, even harder for less, but they too had a dream that one day their sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-granddaughters, great-grandsons, might pursue prosperity and happiness in the land.
You know what? I do that too. When I'm trying to make my paper or speech longer, I add some unnecessary words. Your mama, your daddy, the brother, the brother twice removed, the stepson.
Most immigrants, I'll tell you right now, come here voluntarily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Immigrants come here. They want to come here. They come here voluntarily.
Willingly.
The slaves did not come here voluntarily. Right.
You know what? I think that Ben Carson may be in a sunken place.
He's in a sunken place? What's a sunken place?
You know, in Get Out, when he's in a sunken place. That's what I think is going on with him.
Okay.
I just think that a lot of things are bothering him internally.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But can you be that dumb to come on national TV?
He's probably been talking to Portia from the Atlanta House.
No, you're not going to do it. You're not going to talk about Portia. Yeah, I know. You
both of them say some dumb stuff. Portia.
I mean,
we should interview his patients. That's what he is. I need to see some of the people he don't work on. I just need to meet them and just hold a 5-minute conversation. You know
what? I would hate it for them. I mean, really, seriously, the slaves came here as immigrants voluntarily?
Yeah, because we had a dream.
Right, exactly, and wanted our great-great-grandchildren to have opportunity.
Because we knew we was going to live that long to see them. We just knew we were going to create them.
I tell y'all, people are crazy. I tell you, they have to get it together over there. They have to get it together over there. In Trumpville. I'm gonna call it Trumpville. They have to get it together. It's becoming comical. People that are coming on these news shows and are going overseas are saying that people are laughing at America. They are literally laughing at us. They started it, excuse me, when he won. They couldn't figure out how in the world did y'all.
Well, everybody else was shocked too.
True, except his supporters. But see, isn't it just funny how he was so sure he was going to win?
Yeah, he knew it, didn't he?
Yeah, you know why he knew it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Russia.
I believe it. I believe it, and I'm just waiting for. And you know, it's sad. I'm not happy about it because it really makes all of us look good. It makes all of us look
Ring
bad.
Ring that bell.
it makes all of us look bad. It really does as a nation as a whole.
Yeah, yes. Because like we have the first lady who's a ex porn star. Yes. So it's nothing private about her.
But you know what gets me? Every time you see them together, she's walking behind.
She's unhappy. Can't you see her?
But she's
face?
Walking behind him.
Well, look, we can't mess it off her face because it just happened to look that way.
Well, no, you can't take away Malala. She is a beautiful woman. She is absolutely gorgeous. And the clothes that she wears, I mean, she wears some bad clothes now. But if your husband was worth $6 billion, wouldn't you wear bad clothes too?
I probably wouldn't wear none.
She probably don't love him. So she probably say, look, keep the coin coming. Keep the coin. I'll stay, but you keep the coin coming. I mean, because she just looks so sad all the time. Like, oh, Lord have mercy.
But I don't understand how a porn star can ask for privacy.
I don't know. What privacy? Right. I mean, everybody done seen everything.
Right.
Honestly, they done seen everything.
You know, I feel like I'm going to get some backlash about that. I feel like someone's going to be like, hey, you know, us poor people won't have our privacy, too.
Well, look, it's okay that if she was a porn, you know, I just would prefer a first lady who was not a former porn star. That's what I would prefer.
And I would prefer a president who's not grabbing hoo-haws in the street.
Well, I would prefer, yes. I mean, that's true. But people have, you know, Trump has supporters. There are people who think still that he is doing a great job.
Yeah. Well, I've heard people say he's doing what he said he was going to do.
That's the truth.
We'll come back to them and 10 years later, where are they now?
Seriously, I mean, his amongst his Republican base, he's like 60%. Even though he's like 40%, like 45% in the world, but he's like amongst his supporters, they are still sticking in there with him. On this. So we're going to take our first break. We'll be right back in just a moment. You're listening to This Is How We See It.
In what you believe, because I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Thanks for coming back with us in the studio with Miss C and Tanae.
Okay, I have a problem. Why do you keep saying Miss C's name first?
Miss C is sitting, I mean, she's sitting closer to me
and
than
because
you.
Because C comes before T. Thank you.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Thank you now.
And add a U between it because you would get cut, Miss C.
The Pope. Okay, get this now. In a recent shocking statement, the Pope has announced that he may be open to letting married men into the priesthood. Because y'all know that currently, if you're married, you can't be a priest or a nun if you're married.
You know what?
Like, they're supposed to be, like, married to God.
I thought of something totally different. I didn't know you were saying that. I thought you were saying two men married to each other.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought. That's why I laughed.
No. But, you know, letting married men, which I'm not Catholic, but I think that's a good thing. Like, I don't even understand why they can't be married in the first place.
Look, they can't be married because they can't be murdered, okay?
But why? There's no biblical, even the Levitical priests back in the Bible days were able to be married. So where I mean, I'm not Catholic, but I don't understand where they got that from.
Everything is changing.
Well, all that stuff they doing, so hey.
Well, I think they should be able to be married. I mean, you know, like to a woman.
You know how many priests are already married right now?
Not in the Catholic Church, they're not.
We don't know that.
They're not married in the Catholic. Yes, we do know, because their rules are against, they can't be married.
And watch when they go ahead and make that official date.
And they're going to come out and say, already married.
They're going to get married, wink, wink, on that day that they say it's okay.
You know what?
And but how do you marry so quick, Pastor Troy?
No, not pastors, priests.
Oh, priests. Why are you married so quickly?
Priest. Prince Michael Jackson, who is the son, or alleged son, of the late, great Michael Jackson.
Ain't that funny? He named his son Prince.
I know, right?
Prince. And Blanket.
Yeah, well, that's his nickname. Mm. I forgot what his real name
Who
is. Blanket is not his real name.
Did we the people elect that nickname?
No, I think Michael gave him that nickname.
He was hanging
Blanket. Yeah. He was on GMA this past Monday morning talking about his life after his father's death. And first of all, I was pleasantly surprised. He is very well spoken.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really like, put very well put together.
So what are you trying to say? Because
he's losing weight. He's losing a lot of that chubbiness about him. What'd you say?
Why are you surprised that he's well spoken? I mean,
I don't know what. I mean, it's not like I'm surprised, but I'm just saying that, you know, he really speaks like he has, you know, like really good sense. Like, he's really smart. Mm. Now, he is 20 years old. Mm. And Miss C, you are correct. He is the oldest.
Say it again.
Paris is not the oldest.
Right.
Prince Michael is the oldest. He said that he is committed to carrying on his father's legacy with helping needy children. You know, Michael was really into needy children because he said he never had a childhood himself.
Right.
He owns a production company called King's Son Production. And so she said, well, why'd you name? He said, well, my dad was the king of pop,
right.
So I'm the king's son. So he named his production company King's
that
Son
nice.
Production. And right now he is producing music videos.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got his charity. His organization is called Heal LA. And they combat child hunger, child homelessness, and child abuse.
Mm.
So he is really like, you know, following in his father's footsteps about these children.
And his name is
Prince Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Yeah. So, Jessica Lange, y'all know who Jessica Lange is, right?
Yeah, I do.
She did an interview with Parade Magazine. She's got a new project with Susan Sarandon called Feud, Betty and Joan. which is airing on the FX channel. And, you know, Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. Now, a lot of people may not know this, but Betty Davis and Joan Crawford were like two of the biggest female Hollywood stars, but they hated each other. They absolutely could not stand each other.
Well, did they hate each other when they did the movie together?
Yes.
Hmm.
So the movie is about that feud and about the movie is called Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Right.
And it was when both of their careers were kind of down. And so Joan Crawford read a book called Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Mm.
And so she said, this is my comeback movie. She said, I got to do this movie. And she said, and Betty Davis has to do it with me. Because the movie, and trust me, if you have not seen Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, you have got, ladies and gentlemen, to go out and rent this movie.
Is that like 50s?
It's 1962.
Oh, okay.
It's when the movie came out. Mm-hmm. And it's about two aging actresses. Now, Betty Davis is like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
I mean, she's, you know, she's Baby Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And Joan Crawford plays the sister who is in a wheelchair. But Betty Davis hates her.
Mm-hmm.
And during the movie, she's always trying to like hurt her. And so, you know, they did the movie and the movie was a huge hit. But people are saying that because they had a real feud, that's what made the movie even better.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why Joan Crawford said Betty Davis has to do this because I can't stand her.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't know. I heard it was something about probably a man. That's what I think.
Well, then Joan Crawford had more men than Betty.
Yeah, but you know how people are. You know, it ain't about not being able to get one. They want yours. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know that.
Okay. but here's the thing. Jessica Lange said that doing her research, she found out that Joan Crawford, around the age of 11, had a sexual relationship with her stepfather.
At 11.
At 11 years old. And said
that
she...
Can you call it a relationship at that point?
Well, not... You know what I mean.
Okay.
It's rape, but...
Okay.
You know what I'm saying.
Rape and incest.
Right. It's her stepfather, not her real father.
Yeah, but word father.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah. But she said that she was extremely poor and abused, very abused when she was younger.
Crawford
was. And she said she had a terrible, terrible life.
Mm.
And so I was like, really? I mean, you know, you hear rags to riches stories all the time. But I didn't know that about Joan Crawford.
Yeah.
And but I've actually seen Feud. Betty and Joan.
Good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, you really need to watch it. But if you haven't seen the actual movie, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, you got to see it.
Don't you have it?
I do have it.
Okay.
I do have it. It is a fantastic, fantabulous movie. So Samuel L. Jackson is in a little hot water.
What?
Mm-hmm. He did an interview with Hot 97 radio station, and they were talking about the new movie Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
The movie, as you know, is basically, we've all seen it. It's about interracial dating, really, is what the movie is about. So, you know, black guy goes home to meet his white girlfriend's parents, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what the movie is about for the first time. So the guy who plays the lead character is a black British actor named Daniel Kaluuya. Okay. And so what Sam said was, I think it's great that the movie is doing well as it is, but I wonder what the movie would have been with an American black actor who really feels that racism. So I guess what he's trying to say, which I don't agree with, is that black people in England don't feel racism like black American men.
Because it's probably not recognized like it is.
I don't know. Yet. I heard it was. I heard it was.
Who you know that went to England?
I know a lot of English people. Jackson suggests that a black American actor would have been better understood the complexities of interracial dating in the U.S. So people are really going after him.
After who?
He don't care.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
They're going after him because they're saying there is racism everywhere. There's racism in England. There's racism here. Like, black is black. I mean, you know, wherever you go is what people are saying. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to suggest that a black American experiences more racism than a black British person, people are saying it's kind of stupid.
I just wish they would have got him some eye drops in the movie. I just feel like his eyes, he's looked very tired. You think he looked tired throughout the movie?
Well, he was probably tired of running. Probably trying to run for his life.
He wasn't the one that was running.
He was running at one point.
It was the granddad that was running.
Well.
Good Lord.
So I don't know if I agree with that, though. I don't know.
It's just like, who would Samuel suggest? Him? I'm tired of y'all MFing white folks telling me that I'm MFing black.
He didn't say him, but he was just saying he just wished it would have been a black American actor. Because he feels that they would have really been able to bring out more of, you know, understood more about interracial dating and how people hate on that.
Well, that's why it's called acting, okay?
Well, that's true. That's another thing, too.
It is called acting.
That's another thing, too. And that's what people are basically saying. They're saying, you know what, really, have several seats.
Yeah. And I know what he said when they told him to have several seats.
Actually, what's in your wallet?
Okay, because mine is fat.
Yeah.
Because he got plenty of coins.
I'm like, yeah, I'm sitting down, but you're standing. I'm sitting in my wallet.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm not sure. But anyway, guys, if you haven't seen Get Out, I mean, we keep talking about Get Out. I mean, it really is a really, really, really good movie.
Yeah, it is.
You have really got to go see it.
Yeah, it made me cry.
When?
Tanae, you were not crying in the movie.
You know what I was doing down there.
I sat beside you.
You did not.
Did I not sit beside her? Who did I sit beside?
No, you sat beside Ronnie V.
Oh, well, I still saw you next to Ronnie V. You did not shed a tear.
I had tears in my eyes. I had tears in my eyes when he found that box. I was shocked, too. I felt like it was me in that box.
You know what? We'll be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us. What you believe, 'cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. Hey, thanks for coming back with us. Tanae, you have you've got something to say.
Yes, I do.
Flu season. We are in flu season.
I thought I was going to say.
Well, I'm just going to, you know, we are in the flu season. Now, flu season peaks between December and March, but can last until May. I didn't know that. It is recommended that you get your vaccine between October and November before December. Okay, now I just started getting my flu shot like 3 years ago. I have never gotten a flu shot before. And my doctor told me, you ain't no spring chicken.
We could have told you that. You was a loose
goose.
Well,
you look like a chicken.
You was a loose goose.
And it might be spring, and you,
you was a you loose look like goose. A chicken.
Anywho. So get your flu shot, ladies and gentlemen. But today you've got something to combat the flu.
Are you not going to cut me off again this time?
Go on.
All right, I'm going to go for it, okay? So we're going to talk about how to supercharge your immune system.
Mm-hmm. So you won't get the flu or how to, you know,
look,
fight
it. There you go again. Go ahead and sip on your drink, Jackie. Those who don't know, you know Jackie with her cognac. So, some ways that you can.
She's a liar.
Mute his mic.
Go on. I've got the controls over here.
So, the way for you to fight the cold and the flu is with these simple tips.
Okay.
Number one, get your shots.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That's number
now,
one.
Now, vaccination, it's kind of going to be like a small infection, they want to call it. Mm-hmm. Like a small.
What is it called? It's a non-active flu strain or something like that that they say they actually, you know, shoot you with.
Yeah, so if you're like Eric and haven't gotten your annual flu shot.
No, I did. I have gotten my flu shot.
3 years ago.
No, I started 3 years ago.
Exactly.
I've gotten it every year since then.
Before then, you did not have any shots.
That is correct.
You didn't have
correct.
Any shots. Write this down.
And I've never Get got the flu. Shots. And I've never got the flu. But well, go on.
The flu is scared of certain people. Anywho. So if you're 50 and plus, Eric Lee, ask your doctor about the shingles.
I am not 50, thank you.
No, I'm just saying, like, if
then why do you have to say my name after 50?
You know what? The letter 50. You know what? Okay, I apologize. Anyway, shingles is real. I had an ex who got shingles, and he was only 22 when he got shingles.
Really? Normally, shingles is like 50 in the 50s. That's when it hits you at 50.
He got shingles
hits you older.
And it was terrible.
Really?
Well, evidently he had had the measles before.
Well, chicken pox. If you have the chicken pox, then you know, the shingles.
See, it started off small.
I have.
And then it just spread it. And I was just like, what is going on? I'm like, what is that?
Did it look as nasty as it say on TV?
Yes. I left.
I've seen a couple.
Really?
I left. I stayed with my mother for a week. I left.
Ooh.
And then I said, you know what? After them 2 days, you know, she was getting on my nerves. I said, you know what? You need to be the one leaving. You're the one sick. You need to leave.
But so anyway, let's talk about the flu. We got up on shingles.
Yeah. Okay. So work up a sweat.
Okay. So work out.
Exercise. You know, just moderate to mild intensity. You know,
not when you're sick, but to keep your body immune from it. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. At least 20 minutes a day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 20 minutes a day keeps the flu away. Also, get enough sleep.
That's true.
Because anybody calling you at nighttime, nobody's calling you. Nobody's texting you.
But what about people who get texts and calls at night?
Trump.
And people who tweet at night.
So people who slept fewer than 6 hours per night were about 4 times more likely to get a cold than people who got 7 hours more.
I believe it.
Yeah, because your body's tired. Because
when you
sleep,
right, your body re-energizes itself when you sleep.
Oh, I don't sleep like that.
I do.
Number four. Clean up your diet.
Ooh,
you know what? They're trying to put eating healthy on everything. You want to grow your hair, eat healthy. You want your eyes to look nice, eat healthy.
But it's true though. I mean, a healthy
diet.
You want
a promotion, eat healthy.
You want to get married, eat healthy.
I agree with that. So basically it's saying like, you know, eat a well-balanced, rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. So it leads to like weight loss and overall better.
Yeah.
Don't think the bigger you are, the harder the flu will try to can't get you.
Yeah. But you know, I'm gonna tell you this about, you know, a lot of people think that only big people are unhealthy. There are a lot of skinny people who are unhealthy too.
Yeah.
And they think that because they're skinny that they're healthy, but it's not true.
They're mostly body fat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I believe it. So it's saying like, you know, type 2 diabetes, and people who have that, they've lost maybe like 37 pounds, which is more than 80% of the cells that trigger the flu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so the larger you are, the more susceptible you are. Is that what the article is saying? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So load up on D.
Vitamin D.
Uh-oh, but this is a look now. It said load up on D. Most of us don't get enough of this. Nutrition. You know what? You know what? Y'all done set me up. Y'all done set me up.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Oh, wait. Here we go. Take daily supplements.
Yes. Vitamin D is what it's saying.
Well, this paper right here, honey, it said load up on D.
Yes. Vitamin D.
I said, uh-oh.
Read the article.
Oh, so most of us don't get enough of this. And, you know, it's supposed to help with your immune system and your health. And it's a supplement. You hear that, ladies? It is a supplement. Okay? It contains at least 600 IUs. Mm-hmm. So eat vitamin D. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like cereals and juices, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. Another one is to keep the cocktail count in check, Eric Lee.
Watch it.
Keep it in count.
Watch it.
What you on, number four?
Read your article.
So while moderate drinking may be good for the heart.
Remember we did that show that time.
Oh yeah, you did that study that night at the bar, right? And you were saying how many drinks can get your heart right.
Lies. I haven't been to a bar in years.
Yeah, because
lies
you create your own downstairs.
Lies you tell.
Look underneath the cabinet. Underneath the sink is a whole lot of liquor. So keep the cocktail count in check. So like you said, you know,
so what they're saying basically is alcohol, a lot of alcohol can leave your body susceptible to the flu.
You love that word, susceptible.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. Another one, don't smoke.
Yes.
Like not only for your personal health, but just for others. And then just cigarette smoking, it keeps the level of infection fighting white blood cells high.
Cigarette smoking is first disgusting anyway. I mean...
Yeah, so that ups your risk and heart attacks.
That's interesting.
So smoking cigarettes can give you heart attacks.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because...
Yep, stroke and cancer. We already knew cancer, but they're all kind of linked together. And it makes it harder for your wounds to heal.
Really?
Yeah, when you smoke a lot of cigarettes and you getting like the high white blood cells... Yeah, it makes it harder for your wounds to heal.
Well, yeah, because your white blood cells is, you know, your immune system. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so a lot of people smoke cigarettes, you know. Hey,
stains good the for teeth. You
to know. Yeah, and the gums, too.
Make your breath stink. Cigarettes and coffee is a deadly combination.
And yet, my coworkers love it. So, taking up a relaxing hobby. So, some relaxing hobbies are, you know, singing in the choir. You know, that may benefit your health. But let me tell you something. This article, you know, it has some truthful things in here. But taking up a relaxing hobby, how about make relaxing your hobby? Because if you're always on the go, you're not going to have time to, you know, get enough sleep. You're going to actually be tired all the time. So, like, hobbies that are relaxing for me.
Yeah.
I like to, you know, sit down, you know.
Now, you like to eat.
I was getting to that.
That's your hobby.
I like to sit down and eat.
That's your hobby. But didn't you just read that the larger you are, the more susceptible you are to the flu?
I don't know why you haven't had the flu yet, Eric Lee. I'm not. Why?
Whatever. Well, that's a good article. That is a really good article because
aside from that, take the D.
It's flu season, and you know people need to know about how to take care of themselves. And like I said before, until like 3 years ago, I used to be so afraid of needles. And I'm gonna tell you when I got my shot. So I go in there for a checkup, and the nurse comes in and she says, "Well, you need a flu shot," and I'm like, "No, I don't." And she said, "No, you do." And my doctor was like, "You know, Eric, you're not as young as you used to be." I said, "But I've never had the flu." And he was like, "Well, you are not as young as you used to be." He said, I really do think that you need to start getting the flu shot." So I was like, "Oh, my God." So I was like, "Okay." She comes in with this needle, and I'm just, oh, my God. I'm just like, I'm dreading it. I'm turning my head. She stuck that needle in my arm, and I didn't even know she had even given me the shot.
Oh, really?
She was like, you did all of that for that. I was like, are you done? She said, yes, I'm done. She said, you did all of that for this.
Well, it's a lot of arm there, so it would be hard to feel it.
Well, I tell you what, I've been taking the flu shots for years, and I've only felt two. That was a few years ago, and then the one that I had last year. It hurt. It's hurt.
I've been getting it for 3 years, and it's always a little pinch, and then it's over.
And my arm hurt for about a week.
Well, maybe you knew the doctor. Maybe you knew that on some ways you couldn't.
You know, I've been going to the pharmacy, CVS, getting my shots.
That's
why. You know that they do that?
The people at CVS are so hateful. You ask for your prescription,
which one you go to.
And you know they
tell you the CVS that is really good. They are really nice. I really love my pharmacist.
So
even though she gives me a little too much information sometimes, it's like, okay, girl, I didn't ask you all that. Mm-hmm. Give me my Malachin. Give me my medicine. Like, what I'm here for. I ain't ask you for all that now. She, you know, well, Mr. Stencil, you know, you get okay. All right. Wait until I ask. Wait until I ask. But that's good. Okay, so there is a book out called The Vinegar Anniversary Book. This book hails vinegar as a true wonder cure.
Yes.
You know what? I believe it.
The book will give you recipes that mix vinegar with common household items to help with the following. And I'm going to read, and I'm going to tell you, I did not know this about vinegar, that vinegar had so many positive effects, you know, that you can use it for.
Yes.
Here we go. It will help calm an upset stomach.
Yeah. I knew that.
I did not. It will help ease leg cramps.
Yeah. I knew that.
Didn't know that. It will soothe sprained muscles.
Well, that's the same as like your leg cramp.
Yeah, but again, pain. Up here, two things.
Okay.
So, yeah. It control appetite to lose weight.
Now, Eric, I know you didn't know that.
You know what today? I've about had enough of you for tonight. It will relieve coughs.
Yeah, because you trade your cough in for a choke. Yeah.
It will banish nausea.
I'm kind of like Miss C now. Nausea and upset stomach, right?
It will help with arthritis pain.
What?
Yes. It will make hiccups disappear.
Oh, didn't know that.
I didn't know. It will cool a sunburn.
Well, I don't get those.
Vinegar. It will boost memory. Didn't know that.
Well, knew that. Because they used to say when I was in school and we had a test the following day, they would always say, eat your pickle before you do that
really?
Test. Yeah, that's what.
I didn't know that. It will reduce sore throat pain.
Same thing as a cough,
isn't it? Like you, yeah, because you gargle. No, it's not vinegar. It was hot water,
and salt. Yeah.
So I didn't know vinegar.
Salt.
It will relieve dry, itchy skin.
You know, I don't know about that.
It's the same as the sunburn doing the same thing.
Sunburn
but
and dry
I know you
skin
can put
different.
It in your hair too for your dandruff.
Hmm. Yeah, it cleans your hair.
It will lower blood pressure and cholesterol.
Knew that.
I didn't. It will eliminate bladder infections.
Didn't know about that.
Yes, ma'am. It will chase away a cold. It will treat burns. It will reduce infection. It will aid in digestion.
You know what?
But it's not telling you what you use it with.
Well, you got to get the book. That's why they're really telling you to get the book. It will improve memory. We just said that, didn't we?
Yeah.
It will soothe sore feet.
That's awesome. You know what?
It will treat blemishes and age spots, remove corns and calluses, and replace many household cleaners. So you can even clean with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people didn't put it in their bath water.
And you know, some people rinse their vegetables with
in
it.
In vinegar. Now, I think I have heard of that.
Yeah.
But I had no idea that vinegar had all of these, you know, things that you know.
Vinegar cleans
that
glass.
With. Well, that's what it's saying. You know, you can replace your glass cleaner. Although, that that's strong. I've actually seen a concoction of vinegar cleaning glass, and it's really strong, and it kind of stinks.
Well, you use vinegar and
water
repellent, bug repellent. You put it in the same thing, and they say your windshield would never fog up again.
We're going to take another break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us.
Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. I'm in the studio with Miss C and Tanae, and we are just talking about a plethora of things.
All right.
I've always loved that word, plethora.
What was that word that your nephew used today I had never heard of?
Oh, my God.
I can't remember.
I can't remember it now either. Hmm.
Drink some vinegar, y'all will.
Well, that's true. Might need to start drinking vinegar. Okay, so I read this article about scams, and scams are like on the rise now. Okay, mm-hmm. And so they can't. They have like the top scams of 2017. Now, here's what was so interesting to me: studies show that men are more vulnerable than women to scams.
Really?
Now, I would have thought that that would have been the total opposite. Yeah.
No, because men don't like to really talk too much. You can just tell them, just keep talking to them, and they just
okay.
You can get anything.
I don't know about that. Okay, so here's the scam. Number one is the employment scam, okay? This is when you get an email from a supposed employer saying that they got your resume offline or something,
yeah.
And that you are great for this position, mm-hmm. But you need to give them your personal information.
Uh-oh.
And you don't even remember even, you know, applying for this
right.
job. If they're asking you for your personal information.
Which they already supposed to have
exactly,
if you apply.
Exactly.
For it.
Which it's probably a scam, ladies right. and gentlemen. The check scam. This is when someone asks you to. We all have gotten these emails.
Oh, yeah.
Someone asks you to deposit a check for them, usually somebody from Africa.
Yeah, that's where they found out they were from.
Yeah, well, that's what it says. It used to say on my emails. Mm-hmm. He was from wherever they are. Mm-hmm. So they ask you to deposit checks for them into your account, and then they ask you to wire them the money minus your commission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now,
no, into their account, not your account.
No, into their account. They
right.
want you to deposit
right.
it. They want you to take the check, put it into your account, and then wire them
yeah.
Their money. They say stuff like you've been due
Randomly.
To a sizable inheritance or something. And you know, ain't nobody in your family got no money. So I don't know why people are falling for these scams. Like due to some recent death of a distant relative, and you need to pay certain legal fees
to get
the money.
Right.
Those are scams, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fall for them. They're scams. Then there's the home improvement scam, which now what I didn't know about this is that this happens mostly to elderly homeowners. Mm. People come, knock on your door. Hey, you know, I do this.
Yeah.
You know, do you want me to do this for you? They usually require upfront payment,
right.
which you should never. Some people do, but you do half. I'll give you half now
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people have to buy the material.
Right.
And then I'll give you the remaining
when
I'm satisfied, when you're finished and I'm satisfied. Cash only. A lot of them are like, you know, give me cash now. Don't, you know, I don't take checks.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they generally happen to elderly homeowners.
Yeah. And it usually happens after some big, like a hurricane or something like that.
Yeah,
trees falling
right.
down in your yard.
Right, uh-huh. right. So those were interesting, though, because, you know, that one about the emails, I always get those.
Yeah.
Me, too. I get the ones that be like, oh, you know, you've been selected.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, just respond just like forward it to my manager. You know what I do? Delete.
That's what I do, too. Because when you and they ask you to open this, don't be opening those attachments that come with those emails.
I love the ones that say my name in them.
Well, yeah, because they found your name somewhere.
Blank. We haven't seen you in a while. And delete, you're not going to.
You know what I want? Whoever's listening, if you or anyone have won the Publisher's Clearinghouse, because I think that's a scam too.
Yeah, it is.
I want you to write into the show, thisishowwesee it@gmail.com. Because I swear to you, I don't believe that those people that they have on TV are actually winning this Publisher's Clearinghouse thing.
I've seen people come up there and say, we're still waiting on our money.
How long ago did they get?
That was a long time ago, years ago.
See, I'm not sure. But the thing about it is, you would think that someone would have sued them by now. You know, if they're not giving people, you know, their money, you would think that somebody would have sued them. Like, we would have heard about this really big lawsuit, you know, against the Publisher's Clearinghouse people. Mm-hmm. But I haven't heard that yet. I have a question to ask the two of you, and I want to talk about these questions. What do you think your strongest personal quality is?
I think my sense of humor is my strongest person. Lord, can you talk? I think my sense of humor is my strongest quality. I mean, because I feel like I can find joy and humor out of any situation.
I think mine is patience. I think I have a lot of patience.
You do not have patience.
I do. I think I have
you
a lot of patience.
You can call me on the phone and ask me for something and then rush me like I called you. Oh, all right, bye.
Don't pay any attention to her. I really don't even know her.
Okay, so Missy, what you say? Yours is patience.
Yeah. I feel like it's
like
patience.
Like how?
And I feel like I'm a good listener. Mm-hmm. I do. That's how.
You know what? That's how you feel.
Well, the show is called This Is How We See It.
Hey. How I see it, lies.
You know what I think my strongest personal quality is? I think I'm tenacious. I don't give up.
I just fall asleep.
I'm the type of person, if I try to go one way and it doesn't work, I'm figuring out another way to get there.
You know what? You are that way.
I am very tenacious.
You try to cut
way.
Your hair a lot, and I try to figure
out.
No,
I don't try to
it.
Cut my hair. I do cut my hair. So what do you mean by I try it?
Like, you think about haircuts, and you know you don't have any hair. But you don't give up. You still go out and buy clippers.
And you don't
you
give up.
You still got a brush.
And you don't give up with those weaves you wear all the time.
That's right.
How about that?
That's right.
You want to talk about hair?
That's right.
Let's talk about the weaves you wear.
You look good
all the time.
Whatever. But I really do think that is my strongest personal quality is I will find another way to get to where I'm trying to go. I think that's it about me. What are you most looking for in a relationship?
Respect, honesty.
You know, that's very hard. I have to narrow it down to one thing. Just one?
No, I mean, but you know, like, what are you most looking for? But, yeah.
I'm most looking for, like Missy said, respect. That goes a long way with me. I want someone who's kind, who's smart, who's important. But, no, I want someone who's going to respect me. And I want someone who's understanding. Like, I don't want to feel like I have to explain myself all the time. If I want to have this hot dog at 10 p.m. and I just had some chili fries at 7, let me do that. You have to be understanding of me.
So you want to stuff your gut and you don't want anyone to say anything about
I want him
you
to, stuffing
your gut.
I want him
gut.
To pull out that napkin and say, baby. Did you need something to wash that down with? Mm-hmm. And wipe my lips off. Mm-hmm. And my chin, too. That's how good it was.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. But I do want someone who's going to respect me. And, you know, I'm going to respect them as well. But I just really need for someone to just be, yeah, understanding and honest. I mean, I have a lot going on with me. I'm so many different people in one.
Oh, that is so
true. And I want somebody that's content with themselves. You know, a person that's they feel like they've done all they needed to do or whatever they had to do and everything, and they're just content with just being with me, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, you're very patient about me.
I'm about tired. You keep on.
Just hit her. You're sitting right beside her.
Hit Weezer.
Hit her. Knock a block off.
Everybody. What was that? Turns indifferent.
No. Oh, my God. Oh,
that was the second one.
That's what y'all get. Bring it up.
The one with Julia Roberts. And she died. She got sick and died.
Was it?
Not Fried Green Tomatoes.
No.
Sweet
something. Wait a minute. No. Oh, my God.
Steel Magnolias. Steel Magnolias. That's it. That is
it. Well, see,
it.
Luckily, Miss C was very patient.
You know what? I would have to say that I think loyalty as well. Loyalty is big in a relationship. Trust.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you don't have that, you ain't got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't. Yeah, so someone that is that understands that nobody's perfect.
Understand it.
You know, you're not looking for, because you know a lot of people look for perfection in other people, but not themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You want everybody else to be perfect, but you're not perfect.
That's right.
So you know, understanding, loyalty, trustworthiness. Yeah.
You know what? I think that's why I'm single.
Mm-hmm. Because why? Because
I think, you know, if I find a flaw in someone, it's almost like a pimple. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger every time I see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm flawed. I mean, very few. Obviously.
Oh, no. Yes. Yes. Be sure. Be sure
but
of
very
it.
Very few, obviously. But
be sure.
You know, it's just like I can find that one thing about someone. Almost like finding something.
Yeah, but everybody has a thing. So yeah, you can't.
So you find that one thing, and that one thing reminds you of some other thing, and then that other thing turns into a big thing.
Well, then you're not that interested or right. into that person.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're going to mm-hmm. zone in on that one thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially when you have three or four things.
Yeah. But you know what kills me about some people in relationship is when you try to change that person.
That's
true,
yeah.
When you've been with them for a while and you try to change that person. When you know that when you met that person, this was them.
True.
This is them.
That is true.
And evidently something attracted you to that person yeah. for you to even start talking to that person. Then how are you going to wait and a little while in that relationship, then say, well, I don't like this.
Well, because they think they're going to change the person.
And that's
exactly
one thing
what
you
is.
Can't do.
Birds of a feather.
That's one thing. You know, my mama together. Used to say a lot, you cannot raise a grown person.
You know what? Oh,
you know, I think K. Michelle said that too.
You know what she would say too? She would say, you can't make nobody love you.
Oh, yes.
That is so true. And on that note, we've got to get out of here. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
What you believe, 'cause I'm only human after all. And you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.